Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
Here we go. It's hour two of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Got some football content here for you. We'll take a look at the playoff picture here in just a second, as well as a key Cowboys position group for now and the future. But we got to go out to Eagles practice. That's where we're going to start. Joey McGuire coming up in 20 minutes. We'll be talking all things Texas Tech football with Joey. Looking forward to that. But yes, Lane Johnson out of practice for a second straight day as they get set to take on the Raiders of Las Vegas. I think it would be a pipe dream at this point. It's a bit of a stretch. I think the Eagles are 11.5-point favorites. Yeah. I could see everything going right for them this game. But if you want to talk about a scenario in which they lose, it's Jalen Carter and Lane Johnson still out and the Eagles melting down there. So.
Yeah, Max Crosby getting a little rush against their guy over there against Johnson, right?
Hell yeah.
So that would be...
Max Crosby's about to wreck this game.
Yeah, I would hope that Max Crosby has one of those games where he gets like 3.5 sacks and causes some problems in the pocket for the Eagles.
We got to check on Geno Smith status as well.
I think he's out, isn't he?
Locked up, his shoulder locked up on him.
Yeah.
Raiders do think he avoided serious damage. Was the last update that I got.
This is a Kenny Pickett game then?
Yeah.
Kenny Pickett, who did play, got a Super Bowl ring, I believe, with the Philadelphia
Eagles.
That's
right, he did. Yes, so maybe he knows a thing or two.
Or maybe they know a thing or two about him.
Yes, probably more likely.
Yeah.
But this is definitely going to have to be a turnover special teams event kind of game where they win ugly because the Eagles offense can't do anything. Okay, how good or not good is this Cowboys offensive line is the topic here. The rankings say they're around 24th, 25th as a group. They have once again invested heavily. But unlike the 2010s, they have not aced the test so far. Frederick Martin Smith, you know, you had Ron Leary and Doug Free at the height of his powers in there, and then Lyle Collins came around. And, you know, it was really that 2016 season and the 2014 season where that group was really flexing its muscle and totally dominant. It's replaced by B.B. Booker, Guyton Smith as the next generation. How much hope do you have that this could at least grow into one day being better, or one of the better offensive lines in the game? Right now, only Tyler Smith has come to playing like those three other guys did, and still he's a bit of a holler away from the heights that they reached. So, and I would say Guyton and Beebe probably have a very small chance of getting there. I think some of the things we're starting to see with Booker that he's pulling off in his rookie year is very impressive, and he might be the best of the bunch. But I say all that just to get a handle on how strongly we feel about this offensive line's potential and, you know, whether or not they have to continue to invest in it if they want to make it a strength again.
The problem is they don't know the health or how the health will continually be of the left tackle. The right tackle doesn't miss games. You know, still, he's been as reliable and, You know, but he just
said that one really big injury, but otherwise he's been a staple.
Yeah, he's been a guy that's been out there. But the thing with Guyton is every time you want to line him up and take a good run with him and see how he's going to do, he has something happen. Ankle.
Man, that's a good point. I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah, the ankle has flared up quite a bit on him.
You guys like to talk about this, and you're absolutely right. You say, well, this is an often injured player. Can you rely on him? Yeah, I mean, he's starting to make some starts at left tackle. We've said he's made more starts at left tackle than he has at right tackle. So, you know, keep developing that. But you get an often injured player, and there was a time period in where offensive linemen never got hurt. You had like the same five guys, it seemed like forever. You know, it was the same guys going out there and playing. But that just doesn't be the case anymore. And I think it's hurt you at left tackle here, him not being available.
Absolutely has.
Nothing wrong with Nate Thomas. I mean, Nate Thomas, I think, is for really his first year is you know, he played outstanding against Kansas City, was really rough last week. You know, he's got growing pains and stuff he's dealing with. But I think you kind of know what the right tackle is. And I think you know you probably need to try and get a little bit better there. The left tackle, he's often injured. I can't tell you about him. I know that when he plays, there's times where he's very good. And then there's other times where, you know, he's just not available.
He's kind of an odd body, you know, built like a basketball player. He's got extra weight now.
They call him high cut. He's got really short upper body and really long lower body.
Yeah.
Is what it is.
And I don't know how his muscle density is.
Oh, he's not a strong guy.
Yeah.
He's not the strongest guy. But what he can do is he's got that ability to stay in front of you, and it looks ugly, and it's out of position.
It does. It looks sloppy.
It looks crazy.
But he finds a way to get the job done.
He just kind of – he's fought his whole career or college career, and he hasn't been an offensive lineman that long. I mean, what, converted tight end?
Yep.
TCU, and then now he's having to kind of, you know, become this – you know, this offensive tackle and play at a very, very high level, and at times he does – but he looks ridiculous at his body position, his balance. It's crazy, but he finds ways to get it done.
That's interesting. I didn't expect the conversation to go this way, but I think the combination of not being the strongest guy that supports all your soft tissue and your ligaments and your joints and everything, and then being in awkward spots where you're having to reach,
crazy.
That just all lends itself to more injuries.
He's knees and elbows. I mean, the way he blocks, it's like... It's kind of like he's in a revolving door, and he's stuck in the door, and he can't get out. He's like staying in front of your guy, or he's pushing a guy past. I mean, he's that kind of athlete. He just—he'll never be strong because he's a long-limbed guy.
Yeah,
he'll never be able to he's so slim. But then you look at him, and what is he, like 315, 16 pounds?
He's a big guy, and he's a good athlete still.
Yeah, yeah.
But you know, I guess that's why I never thought he'd be good. You know, just watching him with the eye, it's like, no way this guy's going to be good. He's like the Taco Charlton of offensive tackles.
Yeah, he was super raw, I mean, coming out of OU. And I guess they committed to it right in the first round. But, I mean, them not being willing to just play Tyler Smith at left tackle might be an issue that they look back on. Like, Tyler Smith's been awesome at left guard. But they just were like, we're keeping him at guard. We're not going to play him at tackle.
That's on the general manager. Because the general manager, for all those teams that you talked about, the offensive lines, Jerry Jones has such a belief in the front of the pocket. Mm-hmm. He's got such a, you know, Leary and then, you know, Martin and
Frederick. But they drafted that guy, I thought, in Beebe. Like, I thought Cooper Beebe could have been a Pro Bowl guard, and I think he's been good as a center. Mm. But his natural spot is left guard.
Yeah.
I mean, you could have.
So you're saying Beebe at guard and Smith at left tackle.
Yeah.
Right.
And then you ultimately would need a center, but Brock Hoffman's proven, you know, he could maybe get through a season for you, but that might have been an area where you look to address. Do you sign a center?
Yeah.
Do you draft a center? But
TJ Bass snap?
Yeah. TJ Bass and Hoffman could have competed for it. I mean, I agree with a lot of the things you've pointed out where the more you see Hoffman play, he's a backup.
Five games.
He's a battler, man.
Yeah, no, he's a battler.
I mean, he'll battle for you, and you would have two really great guards, in my opinion, in Booker and Beebe. And Booker's been had the fourth lowest pressure rate, I think I saw from Tommy Arsh on Next Gen Stats, among all right guards. So Booker, his rookie season's been really good. They have a hit there.
Yeah, Booker's been outside. I think the three insides are pretty good.
I like all three of them too, but
the tackles, I honestly think the right tackle spot holds you hostage. They're
going to have to figure that out this offseason.
Can the team get to the top of where you want her to be with this level of protection? Is this sufficient for winning multiple playoff games?
Well, it's. I think it's sufficient because you look at, though, overall, like I said, they're able to play against teams that have inside presence. You know, that's something like the teams that – I think a lot more teams now are getting better at the defensive tackle spot because they're seeing how the pressure, the inside pressure affects quarterbacks. So you're dealing with a lot more teams that play with those inside guys. Dak all day can handle the edge stuff, I believe. That I never worry about Dak with edge pressure. It's the inside pressure that I'm always concerned about.
469 says, Gavin, you didn't think he'd be good because you don't know anything about football. And I appreciate that. That's why we have Brian and Wolchuk here. And
I wasn't a huge Guyton fan.
Thanks for checking out the show. But I would also like to point out, 469, you spelled no, N-O, not K-N-O-W. So, I mean, maybe you're illiterate.
Dang it, I was trying to text Dawson. It's a small keyboard I'm dealing with.
I thought I recognized that number.
It's a small keyboard I'm dealing with, man. I tell you what.
Dang it, Brian. You're always getting after me one way or another.
Yeah, take that, Dawson.
Okay.
Not football guy.
Cooper Beebe on the struggles in Detroit. I think the biggest thing, and we kind of talked about it, is we've got to win on first down. We didn't run the ball very well, so it sets us up for a lot of second and longs, which then turn into third and longs. If we can't run the ball, teams aren't going to respect that, and I think that's the area we need to live in.
Well, after the great Joey McGuire comes on at 3:20, at 3:40, I'm going to walk you through something you need to know about Minnesota Vikings on first and second.
Okay, looking forward to that. In the corner coming up at 3:40. On playing on the road, we didn't have the kind of energy that we had been playing with in the last couple of games at home. I feel like we just didn't have that edge. We're still trying to find out why that was, but I think that was the biggest thing. I just didn't feel like we had that same fire, that same juice. Is this young players needing to figure out what it takes to be tough on the road some calluses?
I kind of feel like that Detroit's linebackers made their life hell.
Absolutely.
I think Anzalone and our guy Campbell. I think that was the grades will say that it was all at the tackles, but that the linebackers, I think, for the Detroit Lions made that game really hard for those offensive linemen for the Cowboys.
Yeah, it was a really tough matchup, and sometimes
you can talk about we didn't come out with juice and all that. I just think that you played against one of the best tackling defenses in the league. And they got after your ass.
It's hard to have juice when you're always out of position when the other guy has the answers.
Or they're tackling you for a 2-yard gain.
It's hard to build momentum play to play and get excited about anything. Okay, scoreboard watch and primer here for your weekend. It's not just Philly. All the wild card teams have a path to a December swoon. Thursday night football tonight involving some long shot to scoreboard watch. But you do have Tampa hosting Atlanta this evening. And if everything gets jumbled and Carolina could win that NFC South. Still, Tampa could be in that wild card scenario, but there's a lot of football to be played. The Bucs are 4.5-point home favorites tonight.
Yeah, Atlanta, I think, has quit.
Yeah, that would make sense, and that they might need to blow up everything.
It's a tough deal. Mike Evans, though,
coach.
Coming back, that could be exciting.
Yeah, needs to average 215 yards over the last four games to beat Jerry Rice's record of.
He's going to tie it then for his career, huh?
11 straight, 11 straight 1,000-yard seasons. Although they did try to feed him last year. This would be historic feeding.
I remember what they did, though, with they needed with 6 yards, and they brought him back on the field. Baker knew exactly what he needed to do. It was a great time.
The real fun is going to start Sunday at noon. The Bears will host the Browns. We're looking to Myles Garrett here.
So we need Myles Garrett to wreck shop?
Yeah, go get 3 sacks and make Caleb Williams throw a couple of interceptions.
Shador, go get you some touchdowns?
Yes. We're all Shador Sanders fans coming up this weekend. As I mentioned, at the same time, noon Sunday, the Eagles will be hosting the Raiders. Yeah. The Meltdown Truth Serum game, if I could steal some stuff from Chiafalo. if it's for real, if they lose to the Raiders, they might not win another game this season. The Turds are 11.5-point favorites, so this is a pretty monster long shot. The Packers are 9-3-1. Basically need them to lose out. They're at Denver at 3:25. Then they get the Bears in Chicago, the Ravens, and they will end the season at the Vikings. 1-3 would put them at 10-6-1, and then you just have to see who won the most conference games or whatever it would turn into. Rams will host the Lions at 3:25 Sunday. Detroit would fall back to 8-6 with an L there. Need them to go 1-3 down the stretch. They also have the Steelers They're at the Vikings, so the Vikings going to play a big role here in this NFC playoff picture. And then they're at the Bears to end this season. They could go 1-3. Detroit could go 1-3 down the stretch here quite easily. The Niners at 9-4. They're going to beat Tennessee this week. Then they're at the Colts. They have the Bears, and they have Seattle as well. Mm. So they're most likely in this situation with the Daniel Jones injury. It's pretty tough to imagine them losing over the next couple of
Phillip
weeks.
Rivers?
Yes. that would be so exciting.
Golly,
you know?
Dude.
Wouldn't that be great?
Phillip Rivers comes back and throws for like 300 and three touchdowns and looks incredible.
That'd be something else. Cowboys Super Bowl odds, by the way, they doubled this week. I was thinking about going in there and putting another hundo on it because it's now up to plus 8,000. I'm already down at plus 4,000 before the Lions game. Mm. So that would, that'd make a pretty decent chunk in size out of your mortgage or something like that. But their playoff chances is still over 50%. I think if they get in, they could be pretty dang dangerous. All right, speaking of dangerous, the news out of Pittsburgh today, TJ Watt lung injury. Questionable for Monday against the Dolphins. Apparently something happened at the facility yesterday and he spent the night at the hospital. So not quite sure if this is a Tyrod Taylor situation or something else.
We took a syringe to the lung.
Maybe he needed some rib treatment and that needle went a little bit too far and now it's into the lung area. But at the time in 2020, Taylor was not medically cleared for a month after his lung was punctured there in an attempted rib treatment.
And I'm pretty sure he won that lawsuit against the medical staff. I think he did.
Yeah. Okay, Texas Tech's Joey McGuire joins us next right here. It's the GBAC Nation.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
The Fan. Yeah, buddy, time to chat with Coach Joey McGuire here on The Fan. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. Franklin Frankel, never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels are the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Here he is, a legend here in DFW, and now a Texas Tech legend as well, taking the Red Raiders to the playoffs starting January 1st. Coach Joey McGuire here.
He's
on the
in
Fan.
The building!
and a good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
Doing good, man. Great to talk to you guys.
Man, it's great to hear your voice on our air. Thank you for joining us. Now, let me ask you this. Let me start with this. Red Raiders fans around us are just, they're so proud. When you look at this team right now, what's the thing about them that you're most proud of?
Just how much they care about each other. It's one of the deals that I've been doing this for 31 years. I've been a part of some really special teams. And, man, these guys, this is a special team. There is a real brotherhood in this building, and you can see it by how hard they play.
How do you build that?
You know, it was, one, I got really lucky because Baron Morton didn't go anywhere, and Jacob Rodriguez didn't declare for the draft, and Bryce Ramirez came back, just some old guys that have been with me, you know, for the last 4 years, and some guys that have been with us for the last 3 years, and they were really intentional with the guys that we brought in, you know, that this is what Lubbock's about. This is what the building's about. You know, we've got a group, you know, we brought some guys in that I knew were leaders from their other teams. And so I wanted to make sure they understood they had a voice here. And I think it all started with that, you know, that they really came together, and we did a lot of stuff from January up until camp started, and we'll do some stuff next week whenever we practice and the school's out, and just to be around each other and just continue to, you know, grow that chemistry. But it started a lot with the guys that we had in the building, really trying to bring these guys into Lubbock and getting them to understand what it's all about to be a Red Raider.
Coach, you brought up your quarterback, Baron Morton, and you've struggled to keep that position healthy. But how special was it for a Lubbock kid like Baron Morton to be the guy who brings Tech their Big 12 championship and in the leadership and how important he's been for you and also now going on this playoff run?
Yeah, it was incredible. You know, his dad sent me a text earlier that week, coach, and his dad was a high school coach, and we've got a great relationship. And he said, "Man, I want two things. I want a Big 12 championship, and I want a picture of you and Baron walking out of that stadium together." And we got both of them, you know. And I literally, there was a point in the game. I said, "Remember, man, neither one of us are leaving the stadium. We're waiting on each other," and we really were. Like, there was a point after the celebration, the confetti comes down and everything like that. We were like, "Hey, are you ready to go?" And he was like, "I'm ready to go, coach." And we walked out together because, you know, there's when you don't get to where you want to be, you know, especially last year when we were so close, there's a lot of criticism, you know. And he's been one of those guys that's just hung in there and fought his tail off. And he's such a great leader for us.
Hey, Coach, Brian brought us here, man. I just wanted to say, I'd love the opportunity to sit with you guys and watch tape with you when you start to talk about evaluating players, because I don't know if there's anybody in the country that has a better eye for players than you. And I would love to sit there and listen to you have a personnel meeting and talk about how to put together a team. But, like, what you look for to in a player. I think you do an incredible job with you and your personnel staff out there.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, and I love the way you ended that because, you know, we do. We 4 years ago when we were coming in, and, you know, I hadn't been in college football long, but there was this just way of doing things in college football that it didn't make any sense to me. It didn't make sense that you were going to get a list of players and you were going to watch them and grade them, and then that was going to go to the DC and he was going to watch them and grade them. Well, he had to watch everybody, and then if he didn't like somebody, then maybe that didn't get to the full group or to the head coach. I was like, this process makes no sense. And so the one thing that we did, and I was lucky to have James Blanchard come with me, but we do have a personnel department. We have four guys that all they do is watch film and evaluate players. They have five student workers that are with them. So, you know, like, we have student coaches, but we put more people in the recruiting room in the personnel department student-wise to where they can help break down the film. There's time after time after time. We signed a kid out of New Boston, a running back out of New Boston this year. He's going to be a freshman for us. You know, he'll be here in a few weeks. And he was found by one of our student workers. Sure. Like, we challenged those guys to find guys that nobody really knows about yet. And that they really, truly have the, if you're going to say a percentage, 90-plus percent on, hey, these are the guys that we're going to get. Now, the coach is watching and everything like that, but we have a very – I think we have a great process. And, you know, I heard Saban say it last year, if you're going to pay players, you better pay the right players.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Jacob Rodriguez said it in the press conference. We paid the right players, you know, because we've got criticized, you know, going out and getting a lot of different players. And I promise you, we don't have the highest payroll in college football. But I do think we've done the most with the guys that we've brought in the building. And here's the number one thing. They're playing their best football they've ever played in their right. entire career. Like, David Bailey has leading the nation in sacks.
Right.
He has more sacks this year than he has the previous 3 years. So not only are we hitting on these kids, but they're having their best year in their college career.
Yeah, Coach, I was sitting down already watching Bailey, you know, getting ready for the draft and stuff, and I know he's going to do great things for you here in the playoff, but I was sitting there thinking, damn, this kid's coached well. I mean, you could see your kids, they're not out of place. They play with technique. They're just lined up the right way. They kind of play for each other. Your tape's impressive. It really, really is.
I appreciate that, man. That's for that position, that's CGIU, and I put him up against anybody. You know, we've been here 4 years. Year one, we had a number one draft pick. Year two, we had a draft pick. Year three, we didn't have anybody old enough to go in the draft. And then year four, we're about to have both guys, you know, drafted, I think, in probably the first round and hopefully, you know, the second round with Romello Height. And CJ is just an absolute stud.
Yeah, and it is amazing. Coach, the challenges, though, you talk about, you know, you such a successful high school coach and head coach, and then you get into the college ranks, the Baylor, and then you go on to Tech. What are the challenges? Is it even tougher than you even thought it was going to be? I know you love the challenge, but is being a head coach in college football just an absolute grind?
Yes, but I love it, you know, but it is because it's because the calendar is so messed up.
Yeah.
And look, I'm a traditionalist, so I understand it, but we have so many people that are pushing back on traditions, and that's great, but this is not your same college football. Meaning, I think that we should, you know, we have a 0 week. That shouldn't be a 0 week. Everybody should start that week.
Right.
The conference championship should be played on Thanksgiving. Everybody's like, well, that's the rival games. Play it the week before, man. Like, it's not that big of a deal. If you're that hung up on it, eat Thanksgiving dinner a week before, you know, but we need to move the calendar up. And you know what's really cool? In the Texas High School playoffs and in the NFL, the FCS, Division II, Division III, they play every 7 days. And I'm about to wait a full month before we play our next game. It makes no sense. College football is not supposed to be played on January 19th. So we've moved the calendar up. We can crown a national champion on New Year's Day. The portal opens up the next day, and now it makes somewhat sense. But right now, man, I'm telling you, it's absolutely – it's crazy because you see guys right now getting in the portal, but the portal doesn't open up until January 2nd. Mm. It's just we have to be more proactive instead of reactive.
Head coach of your Big 12 champions, Joey McGuire, here on 105.3 The Fan. So, okay, you bring up that, Coach, with January 2nd. You got the portal opening. You've got a playoff game on January 1st. Last year, you signed the number one class in the transfer portal. So what's the plan for this year, and how are you now trying to navigate this hectic schedule?
Well, you know, you have to be, you know, ready to go the second. And so if guys are putting out that they're going to be in the portal, you evaluate them, you know. But you're, you know, the one thing that you're doing as you're just going through everything now is you're trying to evaluate anybody and everybody that you think could possibly get in the portal or The one difference with us last year, we had more spots. I mean, we have 13 starters coming back off of this team on offense and defense. So our class won't be as big. You know, we were really almost taking a person at every position last year. We don't need to do that because of the returners and our young guys are growing up. But you've got to be ready to go. You've got to be evaluating everybody, you know, really in the country to be ready for what's going to happen on January 2nd.
How important is your history in North Texas and your network here to what you're doing?
It's huge, especially in the, you know, we signed the highest rated high school class in Texas Tech history. We're number 19 in the country. And, you know, we signed 20 high school kids and, you know, the majority of them from Texas. We've got a couple kids from Georgia, got a kid from Oklahoma, you know, and the majority of the guys are Texas kids. So it's huge to be able to have, you know, going to high schools and being able to tell the high school coach or tell the parents, hey, go ask your high school coach about not just me. I have 7 high school coaches on staff. So, like, you can ask about Kenny Perry. That dude's a legend in Arlington. You know, like, sure. Stuff like that makes such a huge difference in recruiting.
Is it going to be easier to recruit outside the state with a playoff spot in your back pocket?
There's no doubt. And then the other thing that's happening, you know, like, we signed the number one 2027. He actually reclassified, so he's still a 5-star in 2026. But out of Georgia, edge rusher. And whenever you have such production out of your defensive ends, now all of a sudden these guys that are the best of the best are listening while you're recruiting, going, oh, I see what you can do, and that's making a big difference.
Well, I was walking into the game Saturday, Coach, behind your 5-star offensive lineman, Felix Ojo. I was with my brother-in-law, Ben Golan, and boy, that kid, he's giant. All right, you're getting yourself a good one there.
He's a dude. Yes, sir. And he'll, you know, like, so we signed 17 of them to be here January 10th. And so that we're fired up to have these guys be able to go through, you know, our winter conditioning and our winter football. And then we get into spring football. And so, you know, that 17 of those guys are going to make, you know, just huge jumps body wise.
Well, your big Heisman snub, Jacob Rodriguez. You know, Brian and I get to do a lot of work with the Cowboys for the draft. You know, he mentioned watching David Bailey. I don't know how you can't fall in love watching the tape of Jacob Rodriguez. I was joking, saying the Cowboys need to just give him a locker right now, leave him at AT&T Stadium. What's your scouting report getting to work with him every day?
Well, he's as good of a player as he's even a better human. So that's what's so much fun. He's one of my captains. You know, he's got a high football IQ, and that's coming from playing quarterback. You know, he's a high school quarterback, and he played quarterback at Virginia his freshman year. And whenever their head coach left, he got in the portal, and his high school coach, going back to high school, his high school coach called us and said, hey, Jacob Rodriguez is getting in the portal. Do you have a spot for him? And I said, yeah, as a linebacker or a safety. Because we were looking at him out of high school as a defensive player, and man, lucky enough that he was all for that. He's made me laugh over the last couple of days though, because he goes, you know, Coach, that first spring, you know, nobody touches the quarterbacks in practice. He goes, that first spring, I didn't know if I was going to make it through the season as much as I was hitting. He goes, I'd never been that sore, and. You know, he's such a great person. And the thing with him, he's just got such a high football IQ, and you know, he's a turnover machine.
So are you guys going to be pulling for James Madison next weekend, or do you not care which team you play?
Yeah, you know, we've watched both. You know, I'm sitting here watching Oregon-USC right now. You know, we're trying to get ready for both. You know, a lot of stuff that we do is going to be, you know, not necessarily who you play, but how you play it, you know. And so there'll be some similarities. And then whoever we play, whenever you get to that point and there's 8 teams left, you know, I would think that all 8 teams have a chance to win it all. It's just going to be who's going to take care of the football and who's going to play the hardest.
Well, congrats on all your success. Nobody deserves it more than you, and whoever you get to play there on the first give them hell, we'll be pulling for you.
Man, thank y'all so much. I appreciate y'all.
Salute. There he goes, Coach Joey McGuire here on 105.3 The Fan. And yeah, that's a whole lot of fun. And it's great to see the amount of success that he's had after so much success at Cedar Hill and so many fans around here, even back then.
Yeah.
You know, he was he's one of everybody's favorites.
He's just like he is. I mean, you just listen to him talk. He's one of the nicest human beings you'll ever meet. And just he loves football, and he loves the whole process. I mean, I asked him about the grind.
Yeah.
He embraces the grind.
Yeah.
You know, and I just – but to hear him talk about it that way. And he's right. His scouting department has done a hell of a job.
The I'm plan. Serious.
I'd love to sit in there and just listen in a meeting how they talk.
They got ahead of all of this.
They did. They got way ahead of them.
I mean, they've been able to listen to Cody Campbell talk about it. They assign values for all of these players in the portal, also with the NIL value. So they give them basically a ranking. They hit on every single one of the guys they wanted in the portal coming out last year. You know, the guys like Romello Height, et cetera, David Bailey, and they've been fantastic. So I'm interested to see how they do in the portal this year. But their class is going to be awesome. That kid Felix Ojo out of Mansfield, he is no joke.
Yeah, you love to hear about the scouting department as well, because portal opening the day after your game, you win that game, and now you're like distracted between coaching and scouting, but it sounds like they got that all taken care of.
I've been a part of this one time where we won the Super Bowl on a Sunday, and we started draft meetings on a Tuesday.
Ooh,
that's how quick. But then they came in and measured us for our rings the first day of the draft meetings. And it made it all worthwhile.
Hell yeah, you want to be there?
I wanted to be there for that one, for sure.
Okay, we got Krusty's Corner coming up next, buddy. Where are you taking
us? Yeah, there's some things you need to know about this Minnesota defense. We'll get into that next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lucius. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. You just missed Texas Tech coach Joey McGuire. If you're watching on YouTube or the Odyssey app, you can go back with that rewind functionality. So good. Time now for Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Greystone Roofing. Go to greystone-roofing.com. Here's the king.
Hey, hey, kids! Your old pal Krusty's gonna teach you 5 new words.
You're not wrong about that.
From Dallas, Texas, number 55, Brian Waters.
Thank you very much, Lucis. Appreciate you playing that as always. Yeah, it's nice to catch back up with Joey. He's one of my favorite guys. I'm serious. I'd love to sit in there and watch them.
Oh, that'd be an incredible
opportunity. Sit in one of their personnel meetings and just listen to them talk football and talk about players. God, I can learn so much sitting in there with those guys. It's amazing.
I think a lot of people could, you know.
Yeah.
One of the really interesting things about his answers was how he talked about when he got there, just something with the process of how they went through finding the right guy seemed off to him. So sometimes like an outsider's point of view, if he's an expert in his own right, rethinking your processes can be exactly what you need.
And I tell you what, that's a great point. I think he's always had an idea of like how he always, like even at Cedar Hill, everywhere he's been, it's always like, okay, I want to do it this way. But he was always like,
but they've won everywhere he's gone.
Everywhere, exactly. I mean, everywhere he's been, they've had success, and he's such a hardworking guy, and so that I couldn't be happier for some. I'm happy for Tech fans too. I mean, we've got a lot of alum in this area, and man, I tell you what, I hope they have a hell of a run. I really, really do. All right, let's talk about these Minnesota Vikings, and when you think of the Vikings defensively, and you think of Brian Flores, what do you think about first?
Blitzes.
Zone blitzes, simulated pressures, hybrid coverages.
Damn, Dawson, you been watching tape again?
I'm trying to up my game, dude. Get on your level.
I appreciate you saying all those things, because you know what's the first thing you think of Brian Flores? You think of the blitz.
Right.
And then the next thing you think about is, well, if he's going to blitz, he plays a ton of man. It's like with the Detroit Lions.
You know? He disguises stuff very well, though.
Yeah. This is one of those teams that actually pre-snap is going to be key. And my buddy Vach Lombardi and I were talking about this morning. Is that...
Where can they find that?
We do podcasts on YouTube.
Crown Global Media on YouTube?
That's us. But we were talking about it this morning, and Vach brought up a good point. He's grateful this is a home game for Dallas.
Yeah, it is a great point.
With all the things that you're going to have to deal with, and Dak is really, really good at dealing with a lot of different looks. Sometimes you can fool him. You can fool a lot of quarterbacks. But this particular crew, the reason that they're 4-8 is not because of their defense. They're 4-8 because their offense, their quarterback's not very good.
Yeah.
This is going to be a huge challenge for you to play this week because, as all the things you mentioned, Dawson, when you watch them play, one of the first things I thought, okay, they're going to blitz here. And you go back and you watch, say you go back and watch all the sacks that they had. And I'm thinking, gosh, they walk guys up and then walk them out of there. So what he does is he's going to try and give you a look. That pressure, that simulated pressure, he's going to give you a look, and then he's going to back out. There was a sack that they had against the Bengals, and Browning was the quarterback for the Bengals. He got a look. He got into a look. Browning checked the protection at the line. You could see him checking it. They backed out and got into another look. Browning backed out and checked it again. They got into three different looks before the snap of the ball.
Wow.
All three times within a 30, but time the play clock was going down. But Cincinnati kept checking and moving guys to try and match what was about to happen. But they end up getting a sack. I've yet to see Dallas play a team that gets as many free rushers as this team does. When you look at the pressure and how they play, this is a coordinated blitz. You know, the Cowboys, we kind of laugh at flus and stuff and make fun of, oh, look, their pressure is run Murray into the B gap. That's their form of a blitz pressure. This guy brings different ways of doing it. They play up a three-man line. They have the guy standing up. They have a big rotation of guys they use. But they really, it's a very coordinated blitz package is what they have. So you're going to have to be able to identify that right off the jump. This is going to be one of those games where the offensive line, communication, Dak, Williams in the backfield. I would think about this if I was Dallas, if I was Shoddy in this game. I would think about playing some 12 personnel stuff. And I say this in the way of trying to balance their defense. You know, like when if you get into 11 personnel and stuff, and you might not have enough blockers to kind of handle everything. I would think about getting into 12 personnel.
And that's one running back, two tight ends.
Right.
Just for anybody that didn't know that.
Exactly. And get into a way where tight end, whether it's Schoonmaker, Spanford, Ferguson, just get into some 12 personnel stuff. And maybe even use Hunter Lipke a little bit if you wanted to. I mean, it would be a little bit of a different look. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying he could be part of the 12 personnel stuff you're doing. But I would do it just to try and balance them. Because I think what they're going to try and do is they're going to look for how to overrun you. Say they're going to maybe try and overrun you over Nate Thomas over there. Or maybe they're going to try and overrun Steele. But try and balance up them and make them kind of declare where their strength is. You know, where they're potentially is going to come.
So you want to match up their numbers.
I want to match their numbers.
Balance it out, yeah.
I want to make them have to show me. And if they still are like at a point where they're like trying to overload one side for a blitz, or they show that they might favor that side, I'm running the damn ball the other side.
Right.
Or I'm making a play the other side. So to me, getting some 12 personnel stuff might balance this guy's up. And I think you have that. That's something you would have to consider.
Great idea.
I would consider attacking Isaiah Rodgers in this game, and I'm sure going after Byron Murphy. Byron Murphy is the best of the two. This is a team that doesn't play a lot of nickel. They play a lot of base, so they really rely on Rodgers, Harrison Smith, the safety, Murphy. They rely on those guys to have to play a lot of coverage. So you could try and kind of spread them out with some stuff, but they're going to spread out with you that way. But you got to be the communication. You've got to be able to kind of to be able to say, okay, this is where the protection needs to be set. Again, try and balance them up with some 12 personnel stuff. Running the football could be really hit and miss against these guys because they're very blitz heavy on first and second down. And they're thinking, so they lead the league in run stops. Well, what brought us? How they give up? They give up yards. I mean, they have like over 100 first down runs against them. You know, they've had some 5-plus, 10-plus yard runs. How do they get so many run stuffs? First and second down blitz. They're blitzing into, and you don't pick it up and free rusher. That's how they get run stuffs. So you got to be mindful of you're going to get some type of blitz on first or second down. That's what that's a big part of what they do. And then the communication, how you block it up, balance them up with some 12 personnel stuff, and don't be afraid when you do protect it up not to go after these corners, but I think both of them could be hacked.
Well, they might need to change up their second and long runs then.
Yeah.
Because you're going to be eating a lot of third and longs, if that's the case, judging by what you're talking about there. Because Shoddy likes to do second and 10, let's run the football.
Yeah, that's the thing about it is, this team is number one in the league, and you can see it. I mean, like, you watch them blitz, and you're thinking, well, wait, do they wait to third down to kind of pressure? No. Heavy blitz on first down, heavy blitz on second down, and then they try and play some kind of, because they got you behind the sticks, and then they're going to play some type of coverage behind that.
Huge chess match game, sounds like.
Absolutely. You're going to have to be, the quarterback's going to have to be really, really good on this one and to be able to identify the line and then also Williams with the blitz pickup stuff.
All right, speaking of Jake Ferguson, you mentioned the 12. They might have to get in 12 without Jake. He was a DNP today.
Oh.
Practice report is out. CeeDee Lamb has been cleared, though, from concussion protocol. So there's a little bit of good news, bad news. Jake's coming up in just over an hour with us now here on your home of the Cowboys. And, Woolchuck, I need my fix, man.
All right, let's do it. We'll get more on the injury report for you. Is this Andrew Luck 2.0? And what do execs think about the signing of Phillip Rivers?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.